Okay, we'll be talking about tonight again about some controversial questions. We'll discuss, amongst other things, the filtering of water. Does anybody filter water? Do you filter the water? Yeah? Water filter, do you do that? Religiously? No?
I used to do it.
Used to do it, yes, so me too, yeah. It used to be about you filter the water? And that's how you probably filter the water, no? A lot of Europeans do or did. You have this, you know, Brita, this Brita, that's right, yeah. You filter the water, Mr. Berlin, you filter?
Yes.
Yeah, totally right. It's very hard to say, yeah. Okay, so we'll discuss that. Do you do it on Shabbos? Good, so we'll see what that, why, yes, why not? We can also talk maybe about the lokshen in the soup. Are you allowed to sieve the, if you have a soup and you want to cheat a bit, you know, I take the lokshen before the actual soup. Now to do that, you put the spoon on the side and you let the soup, and you cheat, cheating, and you take the lokshen. You know the lokshen out of the soup. Is that okay or not? Okay, we'll see. Let's see what croutons well, yeah. One miad. You think it's fine? Okay, let's see. This will all be covered by Hashem tonight, and see if Yud it says as follows. Simon Shin Yud Tes, page 282. See if Yud Yain Oymaim Shem Tzelulim Yain, which means wine, Oy Mayim or water Shem Tzelulim. Tzelulim means that it's pardon. On the contrary, that it's Tzelulim means that it's clear. That's right, clear. It's not. It's liquid. It's clear. Mutter the sun be meshameres. You have to sieve it through a filter. Water may be sieved through a filter. Or wine. If it's solul, if it's very liquidy and it's FLP, check out the Ramo. Although sheyesh by some ducking sometimes in water or in wine, you may have a little bit of ksamin ducking, a little bit of splinter, a little bit of piece, bits and pieces inside it, a little bit. You may have ksomim. Ksomim very literally means toothpicks. It doesn't mean that big, but it means a bit of dirt in the water. Nevertheless, you are allowed. There's little tiny particles in the water. Nevertheless, you're allowed to sieve it. Why are you allowed to sieve water if there is tiny particles in it? Why?
Would that apply then to soup?
Oh, we'll get there. Well, slowly. Let's get it all. We'll get there. So why not to sieve it if there is particles inside it? Ksomim dakin, thin pieces. The Ramo explains, and these are very, very, very critical words. Hoyil, since veroyil lishto is belavochi, since it is, you can drink it belavochi without it. You may drink it, you can drink it belavochi without actually sieving it through. Since it is possible to drink this water, yes, there's particles there, but it's fine, you can drink it like this. There's a bit of dirt, but you're okay, you're fine, you're gonna drink it anyway. Since you can drink it without the sieving process, therefore, you're allowed to sieve it, you're allowed to boil it. Chaim, what do you tell about this svara? Hoil v'ruyin lishtois belavochi. Since you can drink it without it, you're allowed to sieve it. Interesting svara. So what does that tell us? This tells us that Mishabuk repeats the words with a slight additional explanation. Sifkot Lamedalet, second wide line. Kim in the Balav Asinun, since without the sieving, Gamkin in Tzluilim V'ruyuli Lishtois. It is possible to drink it without the sieving. Therefore, you're allowed to sieve it. Ve'im Bezem Shumer, Boyer, that's not considered Boyer. Boyer, by definition, if I may add a few words of your explanation. Boyer by definition is making something roi la'achila. A boyer is a selecting process which you are doing in order to make something which wasn't very edible now into edible. Think about the nuts, the shells. Think about the bones of the fish. Think about any boyer process which by definition is making something which is roi la'achila. Here it's not a boyer. it's not a boer, because you know what? You would have drunk it without as well. Yes, it's preferable without. But you would have drunk it without the boer as well. You don't need to filter it. Therefore, you're fine. You're fine to filter it on Shabbos. Peeling, we'll still discuss. So the ain mesanna lekadesh utzlunim biyoisa. The only reason why we're saving it is to make it even more clear. V'chein mashkei shkedim. Similarly, also with almond drink, haktushim erev Shabbos muter lesanim b'Shabbos. An almond drink, some sort of juice, you're allowed to sip it on Shabbos. Hold the chol mishtoisi gam kloy b'lesanim, because you're okay to drink it without allowed to drink it without sipping it through. You care to drink a bit of almond, you know, bits and pieces. Yeah, it's fine. So therefore, it's mutter. So therefore, Rabbi Sai, what would you say? What would you say? Ramoshe Feinstein's Shaila. You've got a orange juice with bits. Make no mistake. These bits have been added later, by the way. Did you know that? Bits in an orange juice, they're added later. They're added later, apparently. They make a juice and then they reproduce, and afterwards they add bits. Make no mistake, we're all being fooled, but that's another story. So, now, if you have a orange juice with bits, and say, do you like with bits or without bits?
I prefer with the bits.
You prefer with bits?
Very subjective.
Okay, imagine somebody who doesn't like bits. Okay, who doesn't like bits? Anybody? No bits? You don't like bits? Okay, good. So what happens if you've been given on Shabbos an orange juice with bits, and you say, come on, leave those bits alone, I prefer without, and you're taking out of the cupboard, you're taking this sieve, very simple, straightforward sieve, and you're sieving it through, because you don't want the bits. Mutar also. Permitted or not permitted? I'm sieving it through now. Well, you know what? You're not using a sieve. You're just able to pour it into another cup, and you're pouring in another cup, and you keep the bits behind. Yes. Mutter also.
With a spoon, you can take them out of the bits.
You're taking the bits out without, good, even better. Yeah, with a spoon, you're taking it out. Well, you're pouring it slowly, slowly, and you have the juice that you want. The bits you're leaving for yourself. Yeah, you don't want the bits. Is that mutter also? Mutter why?
You're leaving it for someone else. You're not doing boy.
Well, I am doing boy because he doesn't want the bits. He doesn't want the bits.
But you're going to give it to someone else.
You're giving it to somebody else. Okay, you know what? He doesn't know. Oh, so it is selected good for me. Okay. Now, Rabbi Sai, Reb Nissen Karelitz, and as well as Reb Moshe Feinstein, is matzeit. Yes, it's fine. Not with the sieve, perhaps, but not with the sieve, for fact, but with the spoon or with a. Why? Based on this, the more. Why is it? It's a mefor shaloch in the Zermor. Why? Because the Zermor just told us. No, so you're right. So not the good with the bad. That's the Taz. We'll speak about that. Very good. We'll speak. Forget that part because which is an excellent part. We'll get to that. I'm literally okay. So we have to help me out with the actual case. We're actually sieving out the bits. I'm leaving the bits behind. I'm able to leave the bits behind. Just act very much the bits. I'm doing a boy. Taloch is that it's fine. It's mutter. Because we just learned now, you're allowed to sieve. You're allowed to sieve the water which has bits inside it. Because there's a bit of dirt inside it, but you're still okay. The Ramah's words are, look at these key words in the Ramah. Hoyl v'ru'in lishto is belavachi. Since you are okay to drink the water with a bit of remains inside, you don't really care. You prefer without the bits, but you're okay with the bits inside it. So therefore, the Ramah says, hoyl, since v'ru'in, and it's appropriate lishto is to drink belavachi without it, because without, it's not considered a forbidden boira. It's not a forbidden boira, it's permitted. Because you can drink it with a bit. So similarly, also says Moshe Feinstein, when it comes to if you have a juice drink and you don't want to have the bits, you can do it as well. Because at the end of the day, you know, worst comes to worst, you have the bits.
Can you use an actual filter?
Well, the Shulchan Aruch's word is Yain Omaim Shein Tzluli Mutar Lesanan B'Shameres. Yeah, but I don't think the Ma'aseh Moshe would matter with the filter. but here comes the very interesting bialocha. And here comes the interesting bialocha. So bialocha now is mechadish, and that's what we're going to have to talk about, the filters, the Brita filters. Because based on what we're learning now, what will be the alocha on the Brita filters? Motor, why? Because you drink it without as well. So at the end of the day, you lived in Etzisol, you used the Brita filters? Yeah? You allowed to do this on Shabbos? You don't think you did? Boira. Says the Rambam, but based on what we're learning now, it should be fine. Oh, you're saying Kliya Miyuch Leboira. Yeah, again, the Ramallah Maisa talks about the son, even a Meshameres. It's an interesting talk.
The question is, if it's already been separated in advance of Shabbos, whether you can still use it, because it might look so...
So let's see what the Bialocha says. The Bialocha wants to say over here, if you look in the Bialocha on the next page, Oil Vruin says the Bialocha brings a chiddush, the name of the Pimegolim. Who Mishu Istanis. Somebody who's an Istanis. What's the translation of an Istanis? Very fussy, delicate. Yeah, very fussy person, Istanis. There must be a more English translation for that.
Hey,
Okay, very fussy, an Istanis. You've got a very fussy drinker. He's not going to touch that water. It's a bit of dirt. In the Ramos scenario, in which there is a bit of dirt, he won't touch it. But unless it's filtered through and sifted through, he's not going to touch it. In such a case, as an Istanis, although the majority of people, they won't care, but if he personally, that individually does care, the halacha is, that goes according to the majority of people. For him, it's boir. If a person is really makpid and he cares, and he won't drink that slightly dirty, dusty water, he's not going to drink it, so he is an istanis, and we're not going to say, go according to the majority. But for him, he's always makpid to save it. He won't touch water without being saved. The halacha is that unfiltered, the filtering process for him is going to be awesome. Unlike the majority of people. For everybody else, we said, hoil v'ruin lishtois, since it is, people can drink it, so therefore you can add to the boira. So by him, it's not like that, because he won't drink it, he won't touch it. So therefore it's boira asura, and that's going to be awesome for him because he's an istanis. Now that will bring, therefore, the shaila of the Brita filters. And that's where the poskim discuss it. So based on that, what are we going to say? What would you say? Mutar also. You asked it. Why? Based on what?
You're doing the boira with the... If you drink it without using the filter, then you still use a pagoda for a tzvara, the pagoda style tzvara. If you're going to drink it without if you drink it without it, then there's no point in filtering it.
So the Mishnah's words was, you want to make it even better. You like it by that way. You would drink it also, you know, you wouldn't like make a fuck. You'd be okay. But you prefer it filtered. So this really is the key. The halacha is as follows. The Brita filters, the poskim agree. If you are a person that normally, yes, that's what they say. That if you're a person, normally you'll have it filtered, but you don't mind if it doesn't come in. So you have the water unfiltered. The halacha is you're allowed to filter it on Shabbos, because that's the Ramos case. You're allowed to.
You're still doing the boira, aren't you?
But that's the halacha is, the Ramah tells us, since you drink it.
It doesn't have a dinner for
sodas
then.
It's not soilus. That's right, because you're going to drink. Or if I can say all the words, that because the mass, you're not preparing it for achila. Whole boir is tikkun achila. It's not tikkun achila because it was achila beforehand as well. I would have drunk it without the boir as well. But if you're a very fussy person, like the istanis in the bialocha, you won't touch it. When it comes to you Jews, you'd also have it with bits, right? You'd have it with bits, if need be. Yeah? Of course. So then the halacha is, you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. But if a person is particularly marked, but he won't touch a drink, unless it's filtered, then the halacha is going to be that it's also. That's what the halacha is teaching us. Yeah. Now the shaila is, what the Shlomo Zalman discusses, what happens if you, what happens if you are an istanis? You are very fussy, but you want to prepare a drink for somebody who's not fussy. So you are a particularly fussy person, and for you, you wouldn't drink it unless it's filtered. But you're not doing it for yourself. Because for yourself will be also, we just discussed. But you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for somebody else. Muta also. Oh, so you're saying that should be muta, because you're doing... Yeah. Yeah. Does everybody agree to that? What do you, Tana? You're allowed to... Allowed to, the shaila is... Do you hear the shaila? Somebody who's an Eastern, somebody's very fussy. He's not allowed to sieve it. If he's very fussy, you wouldn't touch the juice unless it's filtered. You wouldn't touch it. You would not drink the water unless it's gone through a filter. You wouldn't touch it. Now, you're not allowed to filter it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. But somebody who's not makbid, he's not so careful about it, he will drink it either way. So for him, filtering is muta, is permitted. Now I want to know, somebody is very careful and extremely fussy. So for himself, he's not allowed to filter. But is he allowed to filter it for somebody else? Or not? Interesting shayla.
If somebody's allowed to filter it for the one who's fussy, you mean?
Yeah, no, the other hand. To do for somebody, what's in your case? What would be the halacha? Let's start with this case. If somebody is, what was your case?
Somebody who's not fussy, but he filters it for somebody who is fussy. And normally, the one who would be this and this, who would normally wouldn't be allowed to do it himself.
So somebody who is not fussy,
can
filter for himself, yeah.
Can he filter it for this?
Yes, because he's allowed to filter it.
But he's benefiting somebody who's not.
Oh, so what do you say about this?
He's causing someone to make an aveira.
Yeah, no, because the drinking is not the aveira. The aveira would be the sieving, and he's allowed to sieve.
Yes.
Which case? This case?
Your case. Doing it for somebody else.
Doing it for somebody else is fine as well. This is for somebody else. So it's interesting that Abshem Zaman wants to matter both cases. If you are filtering for somebody, if you are yourself not makbid, and you're filtering for somebody who is an istinus, that's mutter. And similarly also, somebody who is filtering, if somebody is makbid, is an istinus, and he's filtering for somebody who's not an istinus, that's mutter as well. It's a bit similar to your svar, he wants to be matter, but he leaves it with a tzorich ian, it's not so poshut. Okay.
Would that apply to other areas?
What case, for instance? Yeah, I know, it could be stretched into... Yeah.
Someone does use an Eruv, and another person doesn't. Can he carry a bag for another person?
Yeah. So...
You're getting to the bottom box question.
Yeah. So, generally speaking, as a rule of thumb, Generally speaking, without going into halachos of shlichus, but generally speaking, if a person is allowed, if holds that it's mutter, then you're allowed to do it for somebody else as well.
I think it's very, very rude.
Personally, I can't take it.
Someone asked me to do the bottle tops because he's a holds of Davokin and Rav Moshe Feinstein's makkel on the bottle tops, right?
Yeah.
I
personally, that's my personal opinion, I don't have any, my personal opinion on this is, yeah, I'm not saying that if I would be asked to do it, I don't think I probably wouldn't care because I hold that it's mutter, I've got enough self-confidence to, you know, if I hold it's mutter, I don't mind doing it for you. But to ask somebody else to do it, I think it's... Yeah, but I think it's a hagoshadika thing. I mean, if somebody carries in the eruv, if I'd carry it, I don't think I. But to ask somebody else to do it, I think it's an element of I don't know. What do you think?
Well, somebody who doesn't hold the eruv, but he asks you to carry something for him. Surely it's an avayin effect.
No, because if you hold that it's permitted to carry in the eruv,
but he's holding it's not.
Yes, but I'm doing the action, not him.
It's a Derek Harris thing, isn't it? Rather than
a Shabbos thing. There is sometimes shlichus. If I ask you specifically to do something for me, then it could go into the world of shlichus. But and that's a whole area of halacha. But if it's not specifically shlichus, if you just do something for someone else, generally speaking,
it would be shlichus if you carry, ask somebody to carry something for you. in the area because you don't hold by it, that wouldn't be shlichus, then it would be...
It's not shlichus, really, halachically speaking. It's not, strictly speaking, it's not shlichus. It's not shlichus. Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
It's like a double standard. It's but, not good enough for me, but...
Yeah. I personally feel the same than you. I agree with you. That's my feeling about it. If you, I mean, if somebody offers it, if somebody offers, you know, I carry, you know, and I know you don't carry. Can I take you shopping for you? Then,
in a situation, did see the couple with the kid, and the kid decided, I'm not walking anymore.
Yeah.
He said, I'll carry him. I know.
Really. Yeah, that's
an it's informal.
Yeah, that's if a person offers it, then it's very nice.
Yeah.
It's very nice, but to ask, listen, I don't carry, I know you carry, do you mind to take my screaming, yelling, kicking kid and take it to my house, which is just like 3-4 miles down the road? So that I just personally feel it's not right. If you say, why am I taking my kid onto the street if I know that he may have said, whatever, that's my personal view, but this isn't really in brackets my personal view, anybody's invited to argue with me. Okay, just so briefly to recap what and summarize what we learned this evening. We spoke about the wine and the yain, a very important yisod in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch over here. That's something which may be a little bit dirty, water which is a bit dirty, wine which is a bit dirty. If you would drink it like this as well, you're allowed to sieve it as well. If you drink it in that with a bit of piece as well, then you're not to sieve it. It's not called sieve boira. However, if you would be very makbid, like the istanis of the bialocha, and you wouldn't touch it, you wouldn't touch it when it's like, and then the alocha is an istanis, then you're not allowed. Primogodim says, bialocha says, you're not allowed to do boira because we don't say botla daitoi. We then spoke about b'shlam zaman, so what if you do for somebody else? And I'm leaving with the tzorich here. Fine, we'll continue with the Sudha Shaila tomorrow. Be'ezer Hashem, Yisbarach Shemoi.